Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast, episode 317. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter, the KevinMiller.com. Today I don't know. I feel like I'm doing Tom Likas.
When are you not doing Tom Likas?
Is that really what I do? Is this what I sound
pretty
like?
Pretty much all the time. This is that the my
only,
voice?
This is the only video game show not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No!
What?
We talk about the things that you care about. We talk about video games. We talk about QWOP. Some people call it QWOP, but this is not a news station that is not Cincinnati. That, again, is a 30-year-old reference for a 10-year-old crowd.
If it were WKOP, then people that might be appropriate. But
living on the air in Cincinnati.
KBN.
I would love to be able to talk like this for an entire episode.
I don't think I would.
We have lots of... For me to do it or just you to do it?
In general.
Personally.
Together at last.
Love it.
My favorite part of this episode so far is Jacob crawling all over me.
The sun,
oh, he's kicking me in the back. That's what's happening.
That's going to be a special day for this show.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, imagine when he's about 9.
Uh-huh.
And he can work the dials for us.
9. It is aptitude level. It's when he's 4.
That'd be even better. We got a 4-year-old producer. He's like giving us signals like, wrap it up, fellas. Move it along.
Have you seen Little Rascals? They do that kind of crap all the time.
We got a lot to get to. We have...
Sorry, I didn't mean to be funny.
I know. Please stop it. No, I felt like you buttoned it. Stop it. Stop it.
So many things to talk. We got to talk about Portal 2, because that game's effing amazing. We got to talk about your love for StarCraft 2. We got to talk about the PlayStation Network and what's happened with that.
Okay.
And we've got emails to read, and then we have a very special announcement.
I feel like we should do emails now.
Yeah.
Maybe put the other stuff, depending on how much time we have, because we have a lot of emails.
Yeah.
I admittedly am way behind on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna show you. Down here. I made, look at that, 405 emails from the Facebook page.
F stands for forest.
That I have not seen.
And Facebook.
And I'm like, oh, I'm way behind. So you might have to keep me up to date on that so I can refresh on that. And then once we get through
it's pretty
all that,
boring these days. The Facebook wall just consists of people talking.
Isn't that what it's supposed to do?
Oh, yeah, right.
Got it.
My bad.
Thanks.
Just forgot.
So you want to dive right into emails? You
Let's do it.
That?
But we do have a very special announcement.
We do.
We got to listen to the end the
yes,
whole way through.
Yes, we do. We and got we gotta special talk about announcements.
If we don't talk about Portal 2, which would be a crime, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
And StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
And 2-2. I want to make a game called 2-2, the sequel. And then when the sequel comes out... 2-2, the sequel 2.
2-2.
2-2.
That's how you make that. 2-2, the sequel 2. 2-2.
I'm still R&D in this. R&D 2.
It hasn't got legs yet. All right, question number one comes from Ben. He sent us this email, just to give you an idea on how caught up we are, on April 13th.
2009. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Were we recording back
then? So he says, hey, Justin, Kevin, just listening to the podcast, and I thought of another question for either of you guys to answer. What's one video game character that you felt you could have done the voice for just by playing and hearing the character?
This is a good question.
Yeah.
Jacob, what video game character could you do the voice
Spider-Man.
For? Spider-Man. That's probably true. What does Spider-Man say?
Spider-Man.
That is spot on. I mean, that's top on.
Yeah. He's not so good with the S and consonant sounds yet, but for 2.5, he's
not bad.
All right.
Not bad.
So
you.
Me, let's see. What voice, just by playing it and hearing the character, I think I could, I don't know that I would have been as good, but I think I could definitely play Shepard from Mass Effect.
Oh,
that's a pretty easy thing.
Have you done the female version? Because you know that whole game is recorded as a woman as well.
I'm sorry, what?
If you play, you can choose your sex in the beginning of that game.
So you get a little lesbo action with the commander?
Oh, I haven't played the game the whole way through. But I imagine.
Spoiler alert.
Somebody tell us what happened. Is that for one or two?
Two. Yeah. I just finished two.
I don't know if she's... I've only played the first one, and I started playing through, and I was like, wait a minute, there's a lot of talking in this game.
Yeah.
Did I also have an option to be a woman? Loaded up again, sure enough, everything recorded as a woman.
I would have also liked to have done, what's the other one that I was just thinking of? Ezio.
What's that?
From Assassin's Creed.
Oh.
But I would have done an authentic Italian accent. Mm-hmm. I would have done like a Mario.
Yeah.
You know. Like, we need to get more assassins. I would have done that.
That would have been good.
That would have been really good. That's mine.
I think I could have done Bentley from Sly Cooper.
Right, because you auditioned.
Sly! It's me, Sly!
Hold on, let's compare your Bentley. You do. Give me your Bentley.
Sly, it's me, Sly!
Good for you.
That's not him.
Yeah.
Sly, you jump and press the circle button.
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 I think you got it.
This is just like when I auditioned for stuff at home. I was reading for something for Jonah Hill. What movie was he in recently? Some kid's thing. Dragon?
Megamind.
Yeah, see, he was in something else.
Dragon, too.
Yeah, and I just listened to him on repeat again and again, and like a song, I'm just repeating back to him. And he's a very casual read to his stuff. It's definitely just Jonah Hill being Jonah Hill. And I didn't get the gig.
Almost spit water all over the computer.
No, when I played Infamous, I thought, oh, I probably could have done Cole, but I don't think it'd be right for Sucker Punch to call me in and be like, hey.
Who's the famous guy in StarCraft 2?
In StarCraft 2?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to this question.
The guy who plays the main character or whatever in the campaign for Terrans.
Let's get him on.
He seems like...
Yeah, Raynor. Jim Raynor.
I think it's... Is that the voice
That's
actor?
The character's
okay,
name.
Okay, I was going to say, because I think it's Nick Nolte. I don't know. Or it's somebody doing a Nick Nolte impression. But I would love to...
He was in both games. I know that they got him back.
I feel like those kinds of things were my wheelhouse, you know, where it's like I'm just this gristly, oversized, big, buff dude. Or I would love to play some kind of radio DJ in some kind of situation.
Well, you got that in Mad Motor Mayhem, the wannabe...
I did a play-by-play guy. Mike Marbury. Marbury here for Motor Mayhem. We've got a fantastic lineup today and two people competing, blah, 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 blah. What do you think of this, Mad Dog?
Robert Clotworthy is the voice actor's name.
Which I heard is a pseudonym for Nick Nolte.
That's him. That is not the face of Jim Raynor. Go to Wikipedia and type in Robert Clotworthy if you haven't seen him already.
And that's your main guy.
He is a talented voice actor because that dude does not look like a effing thing like Jim Raynor.
That's the best thing.
I think he would admit that.
Yeah. That's one of the best things about voice acting.
What else has he done?
Especially radio guys.
StarCraft 2. That's pretty much it. So I would have liked to have played Infamous, played Cole, especially since they recast him. I would have... love to have done the new younger, more hipper Cole.
Are we allowed to tell people that?
What, that he's been recast? I read it. It's not
I
like
I'm
hang
gonna
up.
Go back. I'm gonna go back and edit this out.
Okay.
I hope I don't forget.
Also, delete out this part about the hidden clam in the next game.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Is that gone now?
Yeah.
More questions?
Yeah. Dear Mr. Worsham and Mr. Miller.
Which one are you?
Mr. Pike, I appreciate your respect. That's not in his email. That's me talking to him. He says, I have some quick-fire questions here from you. I am Rhino P on Twitter. You don't need to explain why unless you want to. For Justin, favorite video game character, favorite TV show as a kid. Favorite video game character.
But then the email stops.
Yeah, he's got more.
Oh, okay.
He says, I didn't mean to send that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
There is more.
There's more, yeah.
Okay, so this one it says, favorite for me, he wants to know my favorite video game character, which I'm going to go with Nathan Drake, Uncharted.
That's a good choice.
I'm going to go favorite TV show as a kid. Ooh, I'm trying to think. Like, the one that I really, really got into that was a TV show was the wrestling cartoon.
Based on the WWF?
Yeah.
The predecessor to the WWE?
Yeah, Captain Lou Albano used to be, like, he would host the cartoon show as a person, like, live action.
And he did that for the Mario Brothers cartoon show as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he host it or did he play Mario?
He played Mario, live action Mario. And us as kids hated it. I was like, this guy's dumb.
That's not fun.
Yeah, I don't know who started that convention, but
my least favorite vegetable.
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
Why is that on here?
I don't know. I would say my least favorite vegetable probably Brussels sprouts. I like veggies. I'm trying to think.
There's a lot of gross veggies out there.
I like peas. I like green beans. I like broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Carrots I love. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of what. I don't know many like weird vegetables. Like I don't eat like, you know, mustard or whatever, or chard or get that
mustard.
I guess it's a leaf or something. I don't know. My favorite snack. Oh, that's a tough one. It changes a lot. I like I'm a big fan right now. I'm on a big nut craze. I like peanuts, salted, roasted peanuts a lot. And that's about it. What happened in your first comedy show?
Oh, I know the answer.
Here's what I know. I know the
first. Here's another great comedian.
Oh, well, my first stand-up show. I was thinking the first time that I was ever like standing in front of people, being funny by myself was I hosted the equivalent to, like, I guess the Tonys or the Oscars for my high school. And I went out there and I wrote my own monologue and everything, and I had some bits that I was doing, and everything was going great. And then the lights went out.
Yeah.
And I went, I said, well, then I said, I worked that into it, but I just remember this was the first moment that I'd completely improvised for the sake of humor, and that something had involuntarily fallen out of my face and destroyed. So I kept going with my monologue because they could still see me. And I think I said something like, well, that wasn't part of the plan, but, and I just kept flowing. And then the lights came on, and I said, and the Lord said, let there be light. And for whatever reason, in the context or whatever, that connect with everybody, the place went nuts.
Wow.
And I remember that feeling of all of a sudden going, oh, wow, that was awesome. So that's the first.
We apologize for Jacob.
He's flying with Buzz Lightyear.
Definitely playing.
He's being a two-year-old. Those are all my questions.
Be a two-year-old in the other room.
Wow.
All right.
For Kevin, favorite child name?
I don't know what that means.
I think it's your favorite name for a child.
Wouldn't my name be my favorite name as a child?
No, for a child. Like what? Would,
oh, if I were to have a child?
Like maybe, but not necessarily that. But just like if you, like, what do you, like if you see some kid and you hear the name of that kid, like what you, makes you go, yeah, I like that.
I will answer your question with a question.
Okay.
I, as a kid, imagined that I had a baby sister named Crystal.
Perfect.
But she wasn't real. Crystal and Maria. I imagined them.
Two sisters.
Yeah. Because my,
did you ever dress up your brother as one of them?
I tried. He would not go down. And in fact, I even tried.
Is that real?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tried to tell him that he was supposed to be a girl, which my mom was hoping for a girl, was very happy to get my brother. But I would imagine that there was we had a sister born in between my brother and I, because we have 3 years apart, and I knew math said that there was room for another girl. And then there was our baby sister, Crystal, which was another 2 years younger than my brother. So it went Kevin, Maria, John, Crystal. But all the girls were made up.
That's awesome.
To the point where I remember distinctly we had repairmen working in our house once, and I must have been 11 or 12, and my parents said, okay, you two stay in the bedroom, and the repairmen are going to be working, and they had to go to work or something. And so my brother and I would talk as if, I got my brother to pretend as if these sisters of ours existed in the room with us. But they didn't, like, and then I was convinced.
How old were you?
Like 11 or 12. That the workmen were listening at the door.
So this is during the summer that your parents were working.
I think that's what was happening. And they were, and I was convinced that they were at the door going, oh, there must be two boys and two girls in there, because the boys keep referring to two girls.
Meanwhile, they're trying to think of a way to lure the two girls out of the room so they could do horrible, horrible things to them.
What goes on in your brain?
Uh-huh.
Just there. Read the questions.
Favorite toy as a child?
I had several. Thanks for asking.
All right.
when I was real little, I loved the Rubik's Cube. And then
ever solve it?
No, but we...
Have you tried it as an adult?
Yes. Our buddy Dan Finley, who's on the Facebook wall as well, taught me how to solve it. But there are books and stuff
on it. Oh, Dan's on the Facebook
wall? Oh, yeah. He loves games. Talks about it all the time.
Love that guy. So now I have to tell everybody the bit. Well, we have to wait till the... Okay, Dan, I'll just bookmark this in your head, because it'll only be funny for you when we get to talking about
it. I think everybody will think it's funny.
All right.
So I loved the Rubik's Cube. I still have my Rubik's Cube from a kid. And then I
really?
Oh, yeah. Love that. Treated it like it was a special thing. And we cheated. We took the stickers off.
I was going to say,
I learned how to break it. That was the thing that we did, is I can take a Rubik's Cube and
force
break
it
and then reassemble it back together again. And getting somebody to fix the Rubik's Cube.
You mean reassemble it to where all the colors line up?
Exactly, But getting someone to do the Rubik's Cube the way it's supposed to be, it was like finding someone that could read ancient Arabic. You're like, oh, you are the one. Fix my Rubik's Cube for me. I'd always ask adults, do you know how to fix it? And they'd be like, no, that's stupid kids toy. But I had this pet's little plastic seal that had like a ort seal, not like a Ziploc bag, that had a fake skin on it.
You know what I like about you? You
Everything.
Take the time to clarify.
Yeah. Well,
because sometimes people get confused about the words that we choose, and I'm not good at that. I honestly am not.
I know.
So I appreciate what you bring to this table.
Thanks for bringing it down. It's just good. No, in a good way. I'm bringing it down, not sad as
breaking it down. I was breaking it down.
Yeah. Anywho, I love this seal so much that I picked off all of the fake fur that was on it till it just became a chunk of plastic with
like
two
a slug?
Little... It looked like, yeah, like a sug, but it was clearly partially a seal. And then when I was really young, I think I chewed on its feet on its little flippers. So I would carry this thing around with me everywhere. And when I couldn't, like at school, I would talk to it. Like I'd be sent, like it was on my walkie-talkie on my shoulder and be like, okay, the lunch lady is about to bring out the ice cream. And I am going to get ice cream right now.
How were your parents never worried about you?
I don't think they knew. I honestly think they just thought I was really...
That makes me think, I wonder what my son does that I don't know about.
Well, he's only two. Like, my imagination was out of... They just saw me build a lot of stuff in my room and draw on the walls, but they didn't know what was really going on.
And that's how serial killers are made, kids.
Yeah, cereal is delicious.
Favorite podcast, or do you not listen to me?
I don't listen to any. It's funny that you ask.
Any at all?
I like ours.
Yeah,
I
listen to you don't listen to
I them. Listen to my churches, churchinhollywood.com. That's about it. Every now and then I'll try to find somebody else. I listen to Rockface. They're another video game.
Oh.
Face Rocker. I listened to them for a little while. Thanks for asking.
Least favorite video game, Final Boss Battle.
Oh, gosh. We were just talking about Sly Cooper, the Clockwork game. That last battle is just horrendous.
Yeah, I gotta spend some time because I've been joking a lot on Twitter in the Book of Faces that I don't. I just started playing the Sly Cooper games. Yeah. Not a fan of Sly 1, by the way. Not a fan.
I don't know anybody made it through. I was. I played it the whole
time. I mean, I got it. Like it's a thing.
In 2002, it was an amazing game.
I think it's also because of its nostalgia of what games used to be like.
Yeah.
Like, that's what was appealing for me. But so I'm like, oh, I get the appeal. But I'm just like, this is just insanely more difficult than it needs to be. And I'm like, maybe I'm not as good at video games as I thought.
It was before they knew balance and,
there was a point that I tried to force myself to like the idea that if you get hit once, you're dead. I'm like, oh, it's kind of realistic like that. I'm like,
it's
wait, no. There are rhinoceroses walking around in safari shirts. No, it's not real. It's not supposed to be real. There's a talking raccoon who my son calls a fox.
Wow. A sexy
but knows
fox.
Is you. He understood that was you pretty quick.
Really? Oh, that's great. Yeah, so I without trying to dredge through, I know I have a lot of hard time with the final boss. Oh, Guild Wars, Factions, the second game that came out. The last battle is ridiculously difficult. Like the whole game I can play by myself with using some NPCs to walk around with. And then suddenly in the last battle, I tried it 8 times by myself and had to go in and find a bunch of people in the room. They're like, okay, yeah, we need to equip this. Completely like the point of a game to get to the final boss is you're supposed to teach your player what you need to do until you get to the, and then you use all those skills at once, like a final exam. And whatever skills I was supposed to learn to beat that final level were never taught to me at all. I'm like, I have to know what the hit ratio is of this, and I don't know what the shard base, blah, 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 blah. So that was worse than Clockwork.
Nice. I've had a hard... Well, this isn't for me.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I had a hard time beating the Chicago Bears on Tecmo Bowl.
What year was that?
That was mid-80s.
Yeah, that's why. They were impossible.
Favorite piece of technology?
Wow.
That's a good question for you.
Great question. Have you been listening to the podcast? I love my iPad probably more than I should. Favorite piece of technology? I mean, that's such a broad yet specific answer.
Well, let's see, what do you use the most?
Well, that's a different question.
Right, but we're gonna piece it together.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna take you on a journey.
Well, the video graphics card in my home computer.
Oh boy,
I love that.
I didn't know we were starting on a stone wheel of your journey.
You asked.
All right. So you use the video graphics card.
I don't. You know what? I think the answer really has to be the internet because. Here, I'll break this down. I'll get a little media theory on you.
Yeah. Because you're answering the question without answering the question.
I love it. Well, the question is, what's your favorite piece of technology? And all technology is an extension of the human body. Let me break that down for you.
Right.
So when we invented shoes or sandals, they are an extension of the feet. They allow you to walk further with less effort on the human body. Cars, an extension of the feet in that it allows you to travel further.
You sure all shoes could do that or just the Skechers Shapers?
Just the Skechers Shapers, yeah, okay. Because they teach you barefoot training.
And to lift your ass.
Right, exactly. You know, a roof is an extension of the head, so on and so forth. So the internet is no less than an extension of the human mind, which I love. The ability to learn anything instantly from any number of sources all over the world at once. When we lost the internet for about 72 hours in our apartment, because the cable guy shut ours off thinking that we were a different apartment number. And I felt like I had been punished and shoved into a cave back in time.
Punished.
And thrown, like, you know, when you watch like Back to the Future, any of those, when they show up in 1955, and how are they going to deal without modern technology? That's what I felt like, this trapped sensation. How do I get to the internet?
Yeah, there is a kind of a convenience that I think like Jacob's never going to understand what it means to not know something on a whim.
Exactly. Or, you know, to do his homework or to find any reason. I had a desk reference set.
Yeah.
If I wanted to learn, I had to go to the library, the most cumbersome thing on the planet.
Yeah, what I did, if I didn't know something in a paper, I just lied. You can't do that anymore.
No.
You can't.
It's verifiable.
Although maybe it is easier if you, because there was a time when I was in high school, like, and especially in junior college and stuff, yeah. that was when the internet was coming around. They were teaching you how to cite internet resources. And there was this aspect where you could just cite anything.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter whether or not it was
valid. Because the teacher's
not
going to take the time to punch in on those
URLs. Because
that
was dial-up. It would take 45 minutes for you to get a homepage of some kind if it had graphics on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I would just, you know, basically BS anything.
http://forward/// .com.
And then when they say they couldn't find the website, I go, their server must be down or something. Yeah. I don't know. I read it.
Man.
The major export of Africa is popcorn. I found it on the internet.
Next question.
Yeah. You didn't answer that one.
I did.
Oh, the internet.
The internet.
Thanks a ton. I hope you answered these on the podcast. I'm sorry I sent them twice. I'm not very computer savvy. How funny is that?
Well, thank you, Mr. Pike.
Rhino P, if you want to follow him on the twits of the itters. Hey, guys, I've been looking all over for a Sly Cooper t-shirt, and I was wondering if you know where I could find one with the raccoon face symbol on it. Thanks, Spencer. Here's what I'm going to tell you, Spencer. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go to a Walmart or a Target or something along those lines, and then you're going to purchase a white or black t-shirt. Then you're going to draw some kind of raccoon symbol or find it on the internet, and then you're going to take it to a screenwriting friend, or you could purchase an iron-on type situation that you can work for your printer, and then you could make your own shirt and later on be sued for copyright infringement when you sell them to friends. Or, which is the next email, you could go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, click on the Think Geek banner, and you could get some Portal 2 stuff and say that you thought it was Sly Cooper stuff when you ordered it. They have Portal hoodies where it's like half the guy is coming out of the zipper in the hoodie.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't see this?
Oh, I'm on that.
It's really cool. I'm really excited about this game every time I see it. There's an Aperture Science mug. Let's see. Portal test candidate hoodie. That's what I was talking about.
I'm making a note here.
A Portal weighted companion cube plush.
Oh, seriously? I want a... How big?
Let's see.
I want a weighted companion cube plush. Oh, it's so cute.
It's like a pillow, like a head pillow.
Oh, how much is it?
$29.99.
Oh, I'm getting three.
But if you need to get it, go to secondfunniestpodcast.com and click on the Think Geek banner so that we can get a little taste.
Mother Facebook.
Ooh, it has
Facebook.
Hearts on it.
That's the companion cube. You need to play. Have you not played Portal 1?
No.
Oh, you're doing that first.
Okay, got it.
Oh, why did I not bring you Portal 1?
Did you find a t-shirt or was it no go?
Yeah, okay, so Sucker Punch, store.suckerpunch.com has some Sly Cooper stuff, but nothing of just the telltale raccoon symbol. But you're welcome. I Googled this for you. .com. eBay. You go to eBay, type in Sly Cooper t-shirt. They've got some stuff there. There's one right now. Buy it now for $23.99.
This is another question, although I don't know if it's worth reading on the air, but he says, hello, Justin and Kevin, you guys are awesome. I was wondering if you could maybe try and get someone from DC Universe Online, like Chris Kao, the game director, to the show, so we could talk about the game and why the subscription is so high in countries outside of America, because I am from Australia. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that made me laugh really hard, because I was reading it and it caught me by surprise at the same time. And I hope I get a reply soon. So you're probably listening to this and not because you have not received a reply and you sent it almost a month ago. But yeah, we can
try
that.
We've been real busy.
We can read our GameStop updates from that.
Have we got any money from that?
No, maybe. It hasn't been sent yet, but there might be some sales.
Mother Facebook.
This is a couple questions or a couple of suggestions from Andrew. Hello and good morning, day, evening, night.
Question mark, question mark.
Suggestion number one, continue being awesome.
Done.
Check. Suggestion two, you can make an episode dedicated to platforming games, and by could, I mean should.
Okay.
Okay. I know the podcast is dedicated to games mostly, but is it possible to make one about traditional animation?
Thank Listen to any of our old episodes.
Thank you for reading this far. P.S. Episode 312 was supposed to be about awesome game music. If so, how could you forget about Ratchet and Clank and Spyro the Dragon PS1?
Shame.
Here's Spyro, for example. Let's get a little of
that.
Don't forget to jump and press the circle button. Got it. That is good.
Well, you're like a music producer. You just hear the first second and you know it.
Yeah.
This is 10 minutes and 30 seconds long.
I gotta listen to all of it.
Well, let's.
We can make it bed. We can see how good it is by making it bed of for our emails.
Yeah, it better. If it's just this on a loop for 10 minutes, I'm bored already.
Then we have a series of emails from our big announcement.
Surprise. Yeah, surprise.
Funny stuff helps. Hey guys, it's Pete from the good old Facebook.
Thanks for bouncing around, by the way, the whole time. This
you're welcome. I have a question. Could Kevin possibly give us a riddle of when Sly Cooper come out? And I have a game we could play. Mag. It's rated T. Very interesting game. And if not, Homefront 32 player online. Here are some links.
Oh.
So we could do the Mag.
I think there was
talk on the Book of Faces that we were going to do like an Uncharted 2 situation.
Yeah, I've got Uncharted 2. You're going to get it. You told me I need to play Uncharted 1 before I dive into the story of Uncharted 2. But I assume the multiplayer of Uncharted 2 is just run around and shoot each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's I don't know. I never played the multiplayer. But here's what we could do. Let's get through our big announcement.
Yep.
Because that's going to take a while for us to get that done. And then guarantee we will set a date that we will all get together and we will play video games. Because what's coming up is that Saturday seems to be Second Funniest Podcast Video Game Day, I found. So I'm not going to be on the road for a while, so we can pick a Saturday and make that happen.
But the other problem is we have to wait for the PlayStation Network to get back up. We'll talk about that later, too.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you worry about that?
Yeah.
Who was it that said that question?
Get off our back.
Peter. He said, oh, this was yesterday. Wow, we're already caught up too soon.
This
All right.
So great.
Here comes another question from Ben, longtime listener, first time writer, and I just wanted to say biggest American Sly fan. Biggest fan.
What does that mean?
That means that he is the biggest American. Mm-hmm. Sly fan, biggest fan. So what I know that it sounds like I just, but what it means is that he is within America, he is the biggest. Okay. Now, that could mean passion, that could mean diameter. Don't know. But when he says Sly fan, biggest fan, I think that what he's saying is that he is the also, not only is he a fan of Sly's, but he's also a fan of people who are fans of Sly fans. Now just process that part and let me say it again. He's the biggest American Sly fan, biggest fan.
Ah. Oh, well, that makes sense.
He's the Sly fan, biggest fan.
Do me a favor. Uh-huh. Real quick, just flip over to the other screen that's playing this music.
Okay.
Yeah, and jump ahead to minute, I don't know, 9, somewhere
All right.
in there. Let's and,
see. 9.
There, that's good. Oh, it does change. Yeah. Okay, good. Because that was driving me nuts.
Oh. Did you hear anything about the American biggest
Not
Sly
a thing.
Fan, biggest
so
fan?
Explain it to me again.
Yeah. So it could mean passion, could mean size. Yep. Mm-hmm. But I think what it's saying is that he is the biggest fan of fans of Sly fans.
Are we talking about Portal 2 yet? Because I cannot believe you haven't played Portal 1.
I know. But what I'm saying is that I want to know the question that I have for Ben is if he's oscillating or not. Thank you. How did Kevin not remember his voice work for the Pirate Smash Talk? Episode 316.
I imagine that was brought
Wait, what
up.
What episode are we on now?
317.
Oh, that was last. That was the last episode. I don't know what he's talking about.
Somebody must have played. Well, that was the whole.
You're a deadbeat, frog licking, stump driving, slosh duckler.
On Sly?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sly 3.
Check out the. Spoiler alert, I haven't played that.
There are pirates in Sly 3.
Check out the attacked file. I have made it...
What's an attack file?
We're about to find out.
No, it's going to attack us.
I made it when I was like 8. What's your opinion on Sly 4 having legit multiplayer, not like Sly 3, but online and more than 2 people, like maybe the gang versus Fiendish 5? I'm just thinking...
They're killers.
After I get Sly 4 at the midnight release... beat it in one day and get every message bottle. There won't be much replay value unless there's online. Love to play Portal 2, Modern Warfare 2, or Black Ops with you two.
Two.
I'm the BDC kid.
Well, don't read his thing on the
Well, I didn't read it.
Oh, okay, good.
You don't know how he spells it. It could be S-E-E.
Fair enough. Well right? done.
Yeah. So he wrote this, I guess it's a script, I think, of some kind. I'm not sure what this is. Yes, it is. Let's see. Thievius Raccoonus. Let's see. Mini Canes.
Oh, yeah, he's put together the Thievius Raccoonus. These are all of Sly's ancestors that we know of.
Location, Arabia, weapon, sword with a curved hook blade that looks like a scimitar. Or is it scimitar?
People say I hold the stealth of 20 thieves.
Salim al-Kupar.
Salim al-Kupar.
Is this real? That's funny.
Yeah, I am. These are all of his ancestors.
I like the names. Slay McCooper.
Sly McCooper.
Oh. Oh, look at that. Assassin's Creed guy.
Ryoichi Cooper. And then Henriette One-Eye Cooper. No picture of her. Who is this?
That Henry.
Oh, that's Henrietta. Yeah.
Tennessee Kid Cooper. Thaddeus Winslow Cooper III. Right? Otto von Cooper. No image available for Drake Cooper.
Who is Drake Cooper?
Sally Cooper.
Oh. Well, see, then what happened in the first Sly, you go around and you open up clue bottles and things and you get secret moves, and the names of all of his ancestors are just people that worked at Sucker Punch at the time. So there's like,
so it's
Brian
Chris,
and
it's whoever
Nate.
Their name is. So yeah. Nate Cooper would
Nate
be
Cooper,
one.
Yeah, and they all have like a secret move.
Oh, that's cool. Look at that. He put together the Thievius Raccoonus. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done. Jacob, me again. Hello. Hey. I am emailing in because I have some reports and some questions. Ooh, he's got reports.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. Worst vegetable is Brussels sprouts. You were wrong.
Wait, no, that's not what I wanted. The wrong thing. Let's see. I got a thing here for when we get news reports. I guess I don't. All right, let's do this.
That was the best moment in time.
Right? I wish I was better at that. We got to get a producer.
Somebody move to Los Angeles to be our producer.
What about that heart shell dude? What if we...
oh, yeah.
What if we had him?
May the force be with you.
That's not the way it's supposed to be either.
Yeah, he eats tacos.
Right? He likes my tacos. I could feed him in tacos. All right. Now that we're caught up to now...
Wait. There. This just in, and now the news and weather and sports, Justin Warcash.
All right, we've got reports coming in from Jacob. He says, number one, I found the Paperboy app that you were discouraged that they didn't have it on the App Store in an early episode. Unfortunately, Jacob is a rookie reporter, doesn't tell us where to find it. Unless he's saying it's in the App Store. excellent report. Number two, what do you think about Justin Bieber's new haircut? I personally am a non-believer, a.k.a. anti-fan of Justin Bieber. He is not the biggest American fan of Justin Bieber fans' biggest fan. What do you think of Justin Bieber's new haircut? Have you seen it?
I don't know who we're talking about.
You don't know who Justin Bieber is.
Back to you.
Seriously, you don't know who Justin
no,
Bieber
is? No, of course
is?
I do. He's a Christian.
Baby.
Usher discovered him in a parking lot.
Because he's Christian, you have to know who he is?
No, no. Hey, buddy. Thank you. Way to find the loudest
Jacob,
thing in the room.
Jacob is here to help. He is helping us out. You can't make noise, buddy. It's distracting for the people listening. So we have to be quiet. That's the opposite of what I said. So I appreciate that.
Let's listen to him.
So there's his new haircut. Normally he has
he looks bald.
Trademark. He does look like his hair is thinning. That's unfortunate for him.
I would like to know what Justin Bieber thinks of my haircut.
Ooh.
Because I just got one and I like it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Thanks. I trimmed the beard. Everything for Easter.
He supposedly, what I saw on a talk show was that he put a tweet out of his new haircut, and they said he had 20,000 followers lost after he cut his hair.
People defollowed him?
Yeah, they unfollowed him because he 20,000 people changed their mind.
You know what? There's somebody that I was following through our church who made their birthday every day. So they go in and change it so that their birthday is that day. So they always appear, and they're like a musician. So I think they're doing it to attract attention. And I got tired of it. And when you click on his picture, it's a picture of a monkey wearing a happy birthday hat. And I was like, after seriously a month of this, I'm like, I'm defriending you. This is I don't want to look at your birthday as every day. I don't need to think about you that often.
I just wanted you to remember and maybe call me.
Please book me for your next band camp.
I don't care about Justin Bieber. I like his music. I'll tell you that. Yeah, who doesn't like the Justin Bieber?
Is it better than Spyro?
Ooh, I think we could compare it once I pull it up. But I've heard good things about his movie. That's what I could tell you that.
Is it Justin Bieber in space?
No, but it's...
Oh, I like this song. That's nice.
Then there's this one he did with James. It's from the movie. This is how I feel like you should listen to these. Is just see if you could find the difference between them.
Wait, these have been different songs?
Nope. Yeah, these are all different songs, but see how they sound the same?
Well, that sounds different-ish.
It's slower.
Yeah. Oh, it's not the same song, just slow down.
There you go. Oh, I like that.
Is this the same, like, Friday night, Friday night... Friday night, Friday.
I don't know.
Friday
I
like, night.
What was it? Oh, I can't show it on here. I think it's not showing up for some stupid reason. But yeah, I think he makes good music, and that's all I think about Justin Bieber.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Justin. We got more questions.
Yep. Let's see. Number three. On
back
a
to
scale
you.
Of 1 to 10, how much fun are the Lego games? I've only played one of the Harry Potter ones.
Which one? 1 through 4?
Something like, I don't know. It was a while ago.
I don't think 4 through 7 is, or 5 through 7 is out yet.
And I think I tried the Indiana Jones one because it came with the Kung Fu Panda or whatever.
Pretty fun.
That I gave to you before I had a kid. That's right.
You gave it to me?
Yeah. And but I don't think they're amazing. I know that a lot of people like them.
Yeah, I enjoy them. I played the Star Wars one all the way through. I played some of the Indiana Jones. I'm working on the Lego one. I think I'd give them an 8. Not a lot of games hold my attention. Like, I'll pick a lot of games up once and never pick them up again. I'll pick up the Lego games and play them for a little while.
I'd probably give them like a 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He says, the most fun I've ever had playing games, other than Sly Cooper, is playing Lego Star Wars 3.
That's
when
a
is,
report.
Number 5, when is the release date for Sly 4? This is for Kevin, evidently. What if I know? Here's the funny thing is that I could know, and I could have answered that question, but unfortunately, you were the only one who was asked the question, and you were contractually obligated to not say the answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
somebody else on this podcast might, though.
Take that and shove it in your little Lego cornhole.
I think
pipe.
He's like 8.
Corn pipe?
I think he's like 8.
Huh?
He's 8 years old.
Who, Jacob?
Leave his corn pipe alone. Okay. Moving on.
Have you seen Lauder? I think he misses a Y in there.
No, that's right.
A.K.A. Lord of the Wings.
How?
Or Rings.
Wow, your bits just collapse in on themselves when you can't read right. See, Lord of the Rings. This
yeah,
is
I
a
know
common,
what that is.
The common. Then why did you say he's missing a Y? There's no Lord of the Rings youth.
Because I read it as Lotter for humor, and then I was trying to play the lottery.
I'm pretty sure lottery is not spelled L-O-T-R-Y.
How do you spell it?
Not with the L-O-T-R-Y.
That's why you don't win.
I don't know how to spell lottery, though.
Oh, you know what's funny is Kevin would kick your butt in Scrabble. Have you seen? Yes, I have. Number 7. wait, I don't know whose question. Is this for both of us, then?
This one was just questions.
To the stratosphere
yeah,
he's
exactly.
asking?
Yeah, exactly. We just happened to be asking them.
I did see him. I'm not a huge fan. Here's the thing. I don't hate them, but I don't worship at the altar of Lotter.
No. Well, the thing was, I never
or
read
Lothar.
The books. Now that I would read.
There we go.
I felt that the first movie was dull. I thought the second movie was only interesting at the moment that the tree things started to battle against the city, and then they were on fire. And then the third movie I thought was fantastic, and that's the one that won.
Well, the prequel about flies, I thought, didn't connect to the last three movies at all.
You'll get that in the 10th grade when you read that book.
Number 7. Call me. I'm always available except during school hours. My number is 610872.
No, stop, stop.
What?
You can't read that.
I'm sorry?
You can't. You're not reading it right. It's 57.
Sorry, I gave away my phone number on my last voicemail. Yeah, I don't think we read his voicemail. Or did we play his voicemail?
I don't remember reading his voicemail.
I remember it. I remember it very well. He says, P.S. jump and press the circle button.
Well, same to you.
Last question from Zach. Hey, guys. Zach
He's
again.
A Lego maniac. Too young? Too soon.
What is that from?
Oh, it was a commercial from when we were kids.
Oh, really?
Zach, he's a Lego maniac. And then we go into this like soft rhyme, this 80s rhyme about building this and building that. He builds a thing and then it attacks. Is Zach, he's a Lego maniac.
Fight it on the tube of you.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Zach, again, I'm interested in knowing what kinds of equipment you use, like mics and other recording stuff, etc. Also, what software do you use to record? I have a Mac like you, Justin, just to let you know. Really? You think you're as good as me? Well, you're not, Zach. You're a Lego maniac, from what I understand. Anyway, he says, thanks, and hopefully this email won't be skipped like the last one. Just kidding. Ha, ha, ha. Keep being funny, guys. Yeah? Well, we're trying.
Yeah.
But I muck it up every once in a while.
You weren't in the way.
So, I'm sorry that we skipped your email. I thought I'd maybe reply to you and told you.
Yeah, he's just lying. He's making, he knows that you're a guilty person.
Trying to make
person.
Me feel bad?
Yeah.
But I'm going to turn you up so you can tell me when I ever...
I know a boy, his name is Zach. He loves to fit, he loves
oh,
to
I remember
sack.
This. Yeah.
Yes, construction is his knack. He's Zach, the Lego maniac. He builds in the window, he's off the wall. He builds them big, he builds them small. In Lego land.
King's Castle Airport Cosmic Fleet Voyager, sold separately from Lego Systems.
Zach is signing headshots at a Comic-Con when he's 37 with a family of three.
80s commercials sucked, man.
Yeah, they did.
Did you ever see any of the old Star Wars ones? They're terrible.
For the movie?
They call me Slowpoke Sammy and I finished last until I found Matchbox Super Fast. And then slam, bam, Anakazam. They started to call me Super Fast Sam.
New Superfasts, the fastest Matchbox cars ever built.
I wonder how black
Welcome
people feel about
Motor
us stealing
City,
their music
a whole
like that.
City your Matchbox cars can work in, play in.
Everybody likes to get mad at Elvis.
Stay in.
Superfast cars in Motor City.
But nobody ever talks
there.
About what Superfast Sam did to hip hop.
I know, I'm offended. Some of these are. You know, YouTube is just about. This is why I love the internet. Sounds like a pig toy.
Bone crunching power.
Completely crunched. No problem.
Fix crunch oh, cards no. again and again.
How did it do that? Oh, it's foil. It's crushing these foil toys.
Hot Wheels Bigfoot Champions Crunch Arena. Bigfoot
How do you fix the dying frog in the hood?
Oh, yeah, mini micro machines. I have these hanging on my wall. They're the best.
I built that thing for you.
That's right, you did.
This is the Micro Machine Man presenting the most midget miniature motorcade of Micro Machines. Plus incredible Micro Machine pocket playsets. Each one comes with its own special edition Micro Machine vehicle
That's
and fun fantastic features in this Micro Machine service center and many more. And these playsets fit together to form a perfectly precise Micro Machine world. The Micro Machines collect and worrisome trade them from the lube. Remember, if it doesn't say Micro Machines, it's not the real thing.
They had to say that because there were a million little knockoffs running around. And they, of
oh, really?
Other people that were selling
oh, I do
stuff.
Remember
yeah,
those.
Yeah, we probably talked about them on the
remember
show.
Muscles, those were cool.
Yeah,
I used to like those for a while.
We had almost all of them.
Man. Muscles are, for those of you who are too young, which means that you are under the age of 29. Muscle, hold on. I'm sorry, what? Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Here's what happens when you type in Muscle Man on the YouTube.
Ooh, yeah.
Didn't think of that.
Don't do it, kids.
Wow. That
Not
is...
Muscle Man, muscles.
Oh, they were, I'm very embarrassed.
You have to put a period in between each of them.
Do you think these guys can see that I've typed in their names? Let's just watch one of these.
The news update that we have is that my son is going to take a bath. That's what I wanted to make sure everybody knew.
I thought you were going to pull up. Oh, good for you.
That's even better. See, again, why we need to have a producer in here to... Help us with all of that. So to answer your question, Zach, the Lego maniac, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you what we use as long as you stop ruining hip-hop music, because what you and Superfast Sam have done is an atrocity, and I'm surprised that they decided to take out Biggie and Tupac and not you guys, to be honest. I don't know how you made the cut and got to survive while these two geniuses are gone and no longer with us.
I would love to watch a video on the Muscle Men toy like a commercial, but everything I can find is like 10-minute videos of people's collection.
Their collection of muscles?
Yeah, that's the only things on YouTube. My 1985 muscle toy review.
Well,
and
play
it's
it, because
like,
it'd be pretty cool if they're narrating it.
I think they are. I think they're just
I
like,
hope it's like this guy who was like...
And it's... Their muscles are...
like that CSI thing that somebody put on the Facebook wall about the Prince of Persia or whatever that was.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hilariously offensive. I like how we got all like I guess, like, anti-racist as video gamers. Right. Like, we're not, like, I can't believe this. Like,
I can't believe it's not equally rights-centered.
Yeah. Would they say this about a person who plays football?
Or right. Like, Trekkies versus Trekkers. Your host, John. That's what it says. He's picking up a mad box. Memorabilia from the 80s.
He's playing Grand Theft Auto right now.
He's playing a speech math, 1980s football. But it's all, like, in front of his carpet. Ooh, old carpet.
Invasion update. Scientists discover muscle things have come to wrestle. America's only hope, the battling belt and the wrestling ring.
He moves left. He took one into the battling belt and goes.
Well, that's right. They were like Rock'em Sock'em robots.
This wrestling ring may save the world. One more to go. He's got him. His battling belt is full. Hard knocking rockin' ring, battling belt, muscle figure pack. He sold separately. New from Mattel.
Guys, how's it going? This is Nostalgiaholic. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that retro commercial I just showed you. This is a toy line very popular in the 80s, and it has a huge cult following today. And most likely, if you grew up in the 80s, you probably remember these little one-inch figures. These were called Muscle Men.
I remember your brown
shag
carpet.
Muscle actually stands for something. It's interesting. It's not just the muscle. It stands for, it's a play on words. It stands for millions of universal small creatures lurking everywhere.
He says and universal, but on the screen it says unusual. Oh, yeah. It's unusual,
and
not universal.
It started in 1985 and lasted until 1988. It's actually based on a Japanese toy line called Kinkishi, which I'm probably butchering that name, but it's based
no, that's
on
correct.
Kinkishi was actually based on an anime, and in the anime it was called Kinnikuman. I'll write a word there on the screen for you so you can read it. But again, I'm probably butchering it. But you guys get the idea. It's based on a Japanese toy line. And in Japan, they actually had these things. But they didn't weren't only limited to 1 inch. They actually had different sizes of them and stuff. But these were very detailed figures. First line back in 1985 were all flesh, like kind of discolored. You know, bubblegum pink is what they called it. And there were the other lines that had, actually, Shinef, they had brought in some colors to the mix. So made it kind of interesting and unique. These weren't only limited to toys. They actually had ones that they had a Nintendo game, Muscle Men, the Nintendo game, which is actually
remember?
A game.
Yeah.
Good times.
It stopped on its own, that's so right. I guess we're done. Yeah. All right.
So to finally get to your question, Zach, I wish I could say that we were doing that as a bit, because it would have been even better if we moved on.
Yeah. Oh, look, Madball commercials.
We use a Behringer board that just has four inputs and a couple outputs. We go into an Olympus LS10 recorder, and I use that because it has an SD card, and then I import it into GarageBand and then send it to iTunes to put it into an MP3 format and then post it up on the internet. And we just use regular. I don't go. There's a couple of guys who do podcasts that go into like really, really high quality mics that cost like $400. And maybe theirs sound better. I don't know, but...
But that's a matter of opinion.
Yeah, I feel...
Because I think this sounds great.
Yeah. I feel like if it's going to get compressed down to size for the internet, then it's not... You know, you're going to lose a lot of that niceness that you don't... Because you don't have the, I guess, bandwidth is the right term for, like, on an FM radio situation. So that's what I do.
Bam!
Unless we have
any
other
he does a great job. This is all your gear, and you put it all and set it all up and put it down. And you break it.
I do all right.
You do both podcasts. I think you do a lot.
I do. Well, I wish I was better at the, like, I wish I could mix live and be able to do
that. Well, the problem is that you're not only doing program director stuff, but you're also doing mixing board. And in a real, and you're the host. In real radio, you'd be doing one, maybe two of those jobs, not all three.
Yeah. Or I would have a lot of it pre-planned out so I could just drop it in. And.
But you're not a pre-planned out kind of guy.
No.
We learned that from your stand-up routine.
Huh?
Well, your pre-planned out gigs and your pre-planned out plags, just not as good as your spontaneous stuff.
I see. You know what I remember about these muscles going back to them is that they had the wrestling thing, and it's funny how you could do the same thing. Why are you laughing at me?
Because I could feel it's coming somewhere. Like, this is going to come around to bite me.
No.
You're just because okay.
I swear. No, it's, you know how, like, you play, like there's already talk on the Gears of War 3 beta that the shotgun is, like, the gun that you just, all you need is everybody's going to run around the shotgun, and then it's just, it's the weapon that gives you that edge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So people figure that stuff out, and if you're a noob coming into the game and you don't know, then you get slaughtered, and it's not very fun for you. Well, there was, like, even in muscles where it's, like, you guys can't really see it, but it, like, you would put it on a little peg kind of thing, and then you just shake it, essentially, back and forth.
Until the other guy falls off the peg.
Yeah, exactly, and that's how you won the wrestling match. Well, there was a particular, I don't know if it was the guy with six arms. I want to say it was another guy who just stood out in almost a perfect T.
It was just a block, so there was nothing, there was some that had no arms. They were just things.
Yeah, like robots. Yeah. And yeah. Well, there was a guy who was like the kind of like the face person, but he was, I think it was either that or this guy with six arms who he would always beat everybody when you did the wrestling match. And so everybody would be like, okay, I'm going to use this guy. You know, it's just funny to think back that even in the world without video games, in the world of just random guys rubbing two, you know, rubber figures together. What? That's what they were doing.
I know.
Did I make it dirty?
No, I think I did just by snickering, but. I mean, just the sheer words that you're saying. It wasn't even gross. It was just, I mean, no matter what, rubbing two rubber guys against each other, it doesn't take an imagination.
I was just impressed I wrapped my tongue around it.
Moving on. Well, really? It was funny. Even in the even in the commercial on the bottom, it said not all figures work with this toy. So there are even ones that you got, and you're like, awesome, I'm going to battle with. It doesn't fit in the stupid thing that the stupid toy manufacturer made for it. Thank God we have video games. I remember, I really wish I was a kid today. I'm envious of your son because there's so, toys are exactly what they told us toys were like when we were kids, and they weren't. We knew they weren't because you go home and you're like, oh, I'm going to get a video game. I'll buy a video game, and it's an LED screen of Pac-Man that lights up, and there's no actual strategy. There's no actual anything. It's just lights, and you're moving this little dot around the screen, and that costs $200. Mother Facebook.
You scared me. You genuinely frightened me. Wow. All right. We're almost out of time, dude.
How much? What do we? I got something very important to talk
about. Yeah, I know. We got the big announcement.
No, I want to talk about this. An app for your iPhone and iPod Touch called iReleaser. If you don't already have it, you're going to love it. Check this out. Here's what it does. I'm showing Justin. He can figure it out. So you can type in either your favorite movie, but it also does games of a game that is soon to be released or is announced that it might be released. And it will track for you the release date. So once the release date is known to the wide, wide world, it will add it automatically to the screen here. And then it will tell you how many days left until it comes out. So on my screen here, I'm actually going to put this on the Facebook. I have like Gears of War 2, release date unknown, Sly 4, release date unknown. Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War, Retribution, released. And then Gears of War 3, 146 days,
I'm sorry
2 hours,
that. You could
minutes.
Generate that list?
I can search anything. You can give me a game that you know is coming or has existed.
And it'll just hold on to it for you, like a list.
Until it tells me, like, give me
and
anything.
So like you had Sly 4 on there, and it says yet to be announced?
Yeah, it says release date unknown, but there's a little picture.
So
from,
as soon as something comes up, it'll update it for you.
It'll update it. Wow. Now, if I can click on it, this one is.
Now, is this in the Droid market, too, or just in the App Store?
Oh, I don't know.
Apple?
I just looked. I was literally talking to my wife one night. I was like, you know, there needs to be an app that can track release dates of things before they're out. And I typed in releaser video game, and it exists. There really is an app for everything. And if there is information on it, like sorcery, release date uncertain, you can click on it, and it'll give you an overview, and it shows you somebody's written up a little piece on it. Live stage demo of E3 2010. Few details have been released about this game. Gameplay. It's just pulling stuff from all over the world web and the Twitter. Nice. So yeah, iReleaser. I think it's a video game consumer's best friend. That's my pitch.
Perfect.
It is pitch perfect.
Do you want to do the big announcement then?
Yeah.
All right.
What are you looking up there on the screen?
Well, it's part of our new sponsor, so I wanted to...
get it and get it right?
Yeah, have something ready. It's something I do on the other podcast. So we have a big announcement.
Yeah. How would you out there like to be able to have... how would you out there like to... Waiting for the screen to reboot.
Although we ran out of drum roll.
How would you out there like to have a comprehensive collection of physical and digital copy extras provided by this collector's edition and face off against new enemies armed with more powerful weapons and abilities, full PlayStation Move compatibility, taking immersion to new heights, delivering a boots-on-the-ground experience like no other? How would you like to have an award-winning multiplayer mode returning to you with an even more robust feature set with increased vehicle gameplay, including aerial combat action with ISA intruder and jetpacks?
I would love to have it. If only it was possible.
Well, then you should enter the second funniest podcast YouTube video Killzone 3 Hellgeist Reward Collector's Edition contest.
Wait, that all sounds too easy. Are you saying that if it was just one simple payment of $19.95, I could get my own Hellgeist Edition copy of Killzone 3?
Absolutely no. For no purchase required, void where prohibited.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. No purchases required. Hold on. Void where prohibited.
Hold on. We're giving this crap away for free?
Yeah. It's a contest.
But why would we do that? Why would we not?
Because we are the second funniest podcast. A little while ago, Icy Fudge got a PlayStation 3. We felt we needed to spread the love. So we'd like to give out some Killzone 3 Helgist editions. This is a pretty sweet little collection.
It's
got the helmet. It's got a little figurine. It's got a Blu-ray video to watch along with it. It's got the game, which is important.
Most of them will have the game. Yeah. A couple of them may or may not have been removed or had bites taken out of them.
Yeah.
So here's what we're asking. We're saying you're going to create your own video.
Yes.
A la what kind of happened spontaneously with Icy Fudge. You are going to submit your video. You have until May 15th, 2011. Oh, I'm sorry.
May 10th.
No, wrong. May 10th. I apologize.
2011, year of our life.
May 10th, 2011. Or no, I thought we said May 9th.
May 9th, sure.
Yeah, May 9th, 2011. To submit your video. And the way that you do that is you can post up your video on YouTube and then send us a link to the video to show at secondfunniestpodcast.com. Please put in the subject line Killzone 3. That way we know that that's what it's for. And then what we'll do is Kevin and I will go through all of the videos.
Yep.
And please also, when you submit them to us, post them up on the Facebook wall as well. Because what's going to happen is all of the people from the Facebook page, the listeners from the Facebook page, are going to vote on who they think should win.
Yeah.
Now, I know the Facebook page is open to the public. Some of the listeners may or may not be able to get on Facebook or something like that. If that's an issue for you, let us know, and we'll work out a way for you to vote or to put your video up there so everybody can see it, and we'll address that as it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But what we'll do is we're going to allow submissions until May 9th, and then after that, we'll talk
after
about
Mother's Day, boys.
Yep. We'll talk about it on the show, and then we're going to open up the voting until the end of the month, and then at the end of the month, we will select winners, and each of those winners will receive their very own copy, Helgast Edition Killzone 3.
And what should my video be all about there, Justin?
I think Second Funniest Podcast. It could be about Second Funniest Podcast. It could be about you. It could just contain...
Me or the listener?
The person who's posting the video.
Got it. About Killzone 3?
Yeah, about Killzone 3.
About Creed?
It could contain Creed music. I'm just saying. Any of that. And if he's listening, Jacob, what do you think? Where do we stand on this? We did not discuss this off the air. Do you think Jacob stands to be able to submit for this?
I don't. He needs games.
In some
for
radio shows,
3.
They don't. If previous winners cannot.
We're not a radio. I say if he's got the winning video, he deserves the win.
He's got the chutzpah.
He can be, what's it called? A champion? Knowing you win. A dominant. A legacy? No.
Dynasty.
Dynasty. I knew it was some show. No, that's Dallas.
No, Dynasty was a show too.
Damn it, I'm good. It was so close.
So yeah, submit your videos. If you have any questions, send them to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com and all that jazz. So that's
can I enter the contest?
Can you, Kevin Miller?
I would like to play Killzone 3.
I know, right? I don't think so. This is it. And let me tell you this.
Tell me this.
That we could be selfish as hosts of this show, because they gave us multiples of this game, multiple copies, if you would. We could say, you know what? These listeners are nice, but we're nicer.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little bit. We're going to dip our beak.
Do believe me, it occurred to me when we were going to get the physical copies. Yeah, oh, something we should mention is that this contest is only open to valid U.S. citizens because the discs will not play on your PlayStation if you're outside the country. I'm so
that's
sorry.
A PAL thing?
Or, yeah.
So it has to be an NTSC.
Yeah, no, it's not that we don't love you, our overseas brothers and sisters. If you...
Australia, you're welcome.
You're welcome. I know we have people in England, but we'd let you enter, but it literally will not play on your system, so there's no real point. You can still make a video, though.
Yeah, you can make a video.
Honorable mention. And then we'll play it. We'll get it.
Yeah.
And we'll play it and show you how cool we are.
And then, or if you win, we could send it to you, and then you could go to your store and try and ask for another one.
Trade it over.
No, we can't do that because somebody has been very nice and helped us out with this giveaway. Yeah. So we appreciate the folks at PlayStation and the people at Killzone.
Love the Killzone 3. So rock
it on. There's our big announcement. So let the video gaming begin.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's been our show.
Are we way over?
No.
And the PlayStation Network is down. All right, so next week.
You know what's great is that we record twice in one night. Everybody knows that. So we're going to talk about the PlayStation Network being down only so it will be fixed during the next seven days.
So all of our insights and what we think it's like is going to be
news,
on the past.
Old news.
And maybe things will be worse by the time this next episode
And I
is
think
rare.
The lesson that we've learned from this
is that ketchup on rice is terrible.
And that we do emails from the second episode.
Oh, got it. That makes a lot of sense.
We're going to read emails for them that are a month old, and that's on me, because that was my idea.
Merry effing
so
Christmas.
So I apologize.
I knew a girl named Merry effing Christmas.
You can send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Give us a call, 408-228-4911. Don't forget, I have a thing in here that there are more deals. You could go to secondfunniestpodcast.com and click on the GameStop banner, because we are now sponsored by GameStop. Some of the current specials, you could buy 2 pre-owned PlayStation 2 games and get 2 for free. Take a look at that, Icy Fudge. Never have to do that again.
Icy Fudge!
You could also do that for Game Boy Advance games, GameCube games. Fallout New Vegas for Xbox, PS3, and PC only is only $19.99 at GameStop.com. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm a dummy. Some of these offers have expired.
Well, try anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, love you.
I am going to... that's it. That's all I can plug, because I can't really plug stand-up dates because we don't have a bunch of adult listeners. But in case you do and you live in the Indianapolis area, I'm going to be at Crackers Comedy Club May 4th through May 8th. If on the way to school, your parents listen to the Bob and Tom radio program, you may hear me that week. I'm supposed to be on that show for at least one segment.
Or not all of our listeners are 10.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I'm like, all right. If you're in Southern California, I'm going to be at the Flappers Comedy Club May 13th and 14th.
Flappers.
That's in Burbank, California. And after that, I will be disappearing from the road so that my wife can crap out our second child.
Does she really crap off? You'll tell me off the air.
Yeah. We don't need to have that talk with some of these kids. What if they don't know? You know?
I don't.
But here's the other big thing is that we talked about via the Twitter, but we have not said it on a show. We have the new sponsor of ThinkGeek.com, which I'm very happy to have. So if you go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, you click on the Think Geek banner. There on the top of the page, you will be taken to the Think Geek website. Now, if those of you who do not know what this is...
What is it?
It is probably the coolest website for geeky things ever. They have Star Trek, Star Wars, they have for those of you who may remember the April Fool's joke of the Tauntaun sleeping bag, they have that for sale.
Became real?
Yeah, it became real. Awesome. I don't know if they made it or what.
I think they did.
So I'm going to offer up some suggestions each week, some things that I thought were cool. So this week I'm going to talk about the console controller soaps. Now, they have a Wii controller, a Nintendo controller, and an Xbox 360 controller that is all hand soap. Let's see what it says here. We love our gamer friends out there. Hell, give us a major release and an empty weekend, and you'd probably find many ThinkGeek employees merging with their couches, mindlessly mashing buttons for hours on end. A good games mean you forget to eat, neglect the bathroom, and even perhaps neglect personal hygiene. Don't stare like you don't know what we're talking about. You know exactly what we're talking about. So that's it.
That part was in bold. Yeah. Anyway, go to the website.
It's glycerin-based, Mountain Dew scented. Oh, I like that idea.
It's not
vegan, though we don't recommend eating them. Soap is fragile, so some dings and scratches may appear during shipping. So there you go. And there's a bunch of other cool stuff on there. One other thing that might be just worth throwing out there is that they have an extensor game hand exerciser.
Next week. Tell them about it next week.
That's a teaser. Teaser. So, on behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.